This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino. Odoo, modern management made simple.
El tumbao is the scene that the piano made like king, con, king, con, king, con, king, king, con, ting, chung, ting, king, king, con, ting, con, ting. That is essential in the Cuban music, the tumbao. But when you put the tumbao in a beat of funk, it's worked perfectly. The two danceable and happy moves of both music, it worked together perfectly. Because when you put like a
from Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, from med school student to musician, how Eric Rodriguez transformed himself into Sima Funk and carved a place for his band in Cuba's rich musical scene. Nicknamed the Cuban James Brown for his intoxicating mix of Latin groove, African rhythms, and American funk, 30-year-old singer and songwriter Eric Rodriguez is building a new stage for Cuban music. After a year as a solo artist, he and a band called Los Boys merged in 2018 to become Sima Funk. It's a name Rodriguez had already been using on stage. And just 1 year later, that band was named one of Billboard's top 10 Latin artists to watch. Deriving from cimarrones, the Spanish word for Africans who escaped slavery in Cuba, Sima Funk's sound strives to embody not only the island's roots, but also its branches.
Mainly I made funk music with Afro-Cuban music. Also, it's a crazy mix of both music styles. The cimarrón for me is this kind of element in the Cuban culture that is a big part of the Afro-Cuban movement. And funk, well, because funk is something similar for me also, but from the United States. So I mixed the both name and I use that for calling myself.
Hailing from Cuba's countryside, a city called Pinar del Río, Rodriguez grew up listening to his mom singing Michael Jackson at home, dancing to the sounds of salsa at family parties, and popping in Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder cassettes while driving around and singing with his tío. Nevertheless, Rodriguez was not always planning on shaking up Cuba's music scene.
My grandmother, she came from more deep in the forest. She out from there with my grandfather and they built a house a little bit more close to the town. When my grandmother did that, she was telling like every one of my son have to go to university and every one of my son have to be professional. So my family is like a lot of my uncles, my mom, everybody is like doing a surgery, engineer, my mom is psychologist and everybody get into this, you know, the build a career and be somebody.
Growing up in a family of engineers, doctors and psychologists, it was only expected that he too would take a more traditional path. And he did, at least for a while. 2 years into medical school, Rodriguez dropped out to go into music, something he had never studied or professionally pursued before. In 2017, while performing solo as Sima Funk, Rodriguez released his debut album entitled Terapia, Therapy in Spanish. Fittingly, the first track, Me Voy, or I'm Leaving, became his first hit.
didn't know nothing about Simafam or something. That it was called, my name at that time was Me Voy Pa Mi Casa. That was my artistic name. Everybody calling me like that. Hey, Me Voy Pa Mi Casa. Hey, Me Voy Pa Mi Casa.
In this How I Made It segment, where we highlight Latino creators and their work, Eric Rodriguez talks about discovering his identity, keeping it intimate with his audience, and how the pandemic has given him a chance to parar el tiempo, to spend some time with his family and reflect on universal themes in music.
At the beginning, like when I started to do music, I never was, you know, focusing my identity. But at some point, some guy came to me and he asked me, where you come from? And he said, no, I came from Pinar del Rio. But he told me, no, but where is your genealogic tree? For the way they say, where you come from? Because I know that I came from Canaria. My wife came from other side, but you don't know that. I say, no, I don't know. I never think about that. So I start to think about that. I start to figure out, to get some information about it. And I start to discover all this background of Africa that came to Cuba. And I start to discover that you got this kind of groove and you got this appreciation for some kind of music specifically because you got this in your genes. Everybody in my family, they dance and they listen to a lot of music. Nobody did music in my family professionally, but all the time they was hearing music, singing. My mom sing, and all the time she was singing like songs of, I don't know, Madonna, Michael Jackson, many, many bands from mostly US and Cuba. So all my childhood was in a music environment. All the time it was music around. All the time we get bam bam. All the salsa, the timba idols from Cuba, Neje La Banda, Iraquere. All this band was all the time in the house playing for someone from the TV, from the cassette, from whatever. My uncle came with the music equipment. And this was all the time I remember my family, my uncles and my mom and all these people, the Sunday dancing salsa in the living room. Or my uncle Alexis, that he studied in the school with Jamaican people, was dancing break dance. That was a big movement of that, you know. And I remember all that. So I grew up with this. I get inside the car because my uncle get a Moscovish, a Russian old car. And he gave me all the cassette, and I was putting the music in the car every night for hear some music of that. And I started to learn even the lyrics. I didn't know what the lyrics was meaning, but I started to sing over the track. I think that was the first experience for me with the singing stuff. Then I hear James Brown in a movie and sing I Feel Good. I didn't hear this song before, never. When I hear this song, it was like, this is a perfect song. This is a perfect song and a perfect groove. I don't understand how somebody could do that. And I start to share more information. I just get to know about the funk and about all the movement, and I get obsessed with that. And I start to study in the school. I passed the first 2 years doing the career, but at some point I came for first time in La Habana, and I just hear bands and I see the crowd and I see all this movement of music. So I back to Pinar del Rio and I say to my family, okay, I wanna stop to study medicine. I'm gonna go to the capital to live and try to figure out what I'm gonna do with the music, because I don't like no more what I'm doing. They are like a super lovely family. So all the time it's like what you decide, we're gonna support you. We're gonna try to support you. So at the moment that I decided to stop medicine, they was, okay, you better stop, because we prefer that you do all the stuff when you are good. You know, it's good for you and it's good for the people also, because the patient can be in danger. And after that, I start to move and figure out a way to get inside the media of the music here in Havana. Because I didn't know nobody from music here. So I started to build my own in the capital, and build the band was a long process. I built my band in 2018, but Simafam, I came with Simafam from 2017 when I was producing the album. I just, at the first moment, the idea was to make a band from covers only, from James Brown, Stevie, and Michael Jackson. But at some point, we just start to do whatever we want, and we start to mix all the Cuban classic with funk, and was a little bit crazy, and was pretty good. So I just decided to start to produce my own music. It was an experimental process, but was really organic and was really honest for me. I didn't know how to do music by myself. I just buy a laptop and a couple of speakers and a small interface. And all the stuff that I do is that I record a couple of stuff with the voice, and then I send to some musician and say, okay, I want that you record this. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I was doing at that time. And at the end, it worked. I finished the first three tracks. I made the video clip, and the people start to get crazy, especially here in Cuba. And then I finished the whole album. It's Therapy. The title of my first album is Therapy. My friends tell me like, yeah, man, you're gonna do anything, but when you put this song in the street, the people gonna love this song. And was like this, I put the song in the street and was like 4 or 5 months without get some answer for the people. I say, okay, it's normal. I don't know, maybe I have to do other song and try to put other song. So I put other more song in the street, Ponte Palo Tuyo. And I started to work Ponte Palo Tuyo and Paciente, that was the first song that I put also. But in some point, my voice just explodes, make a heat explosion in the whole country. And everybody was with the track, crazy with the track. Everywhere that you go, everywhere that I was moving, everybody was talking to me about this track, and was really big. Actually, it's still big. Every time that a party finish here, every time that is a party, they put the track a couple of times. It was crazy. This is a dream that I was having from many years, because as I tell you, I have been listening all this music from my childhood. And made this collaboration with Omar Achucho, Laragón, and Panchama. Was a gift, because they are the professors, they are the teachers, they know what is the Cuban culture going to the world and doing the best in the world, you know. They know that because they already did. Buenavista already did. The professor was a class. Panchama came to the studio and he was talking with us for 1 hour about his experience in New Orleans and about his experience with the English language in the music, in the groove. When you sing in Spanish in the funky groove, what you got to do with the words, and where is the accentuation for put the words better in the groove. And he was explaining all that I never hear that before in anywhere. And it was like a big learning process. But the potaje is really important here. The people here eat potaje almost every day. Literally, it's something that you put some water, you put some meat, you put some potatoes and some stuff, and you make it's like a soup. The potaje is more powerful. You take the potaje here when you are sick and when you want to eat something like a with substance, with personality. When you want to eat some soup with personality, and the chorus is like a no fuimos na a bailar pegao. It's like we go now, we're gonna dance tight, you know? It's talking about trying to figure out the way to enjoy what you got. Because at the end, it's that. And for that, the song starts like the scenes of life, you have to take it slow, relax, and avoid the excess. You know, but try to stay alive. You have people around you that you don't see often, that you don't talk to them often, you know? Trying to take the time for that, because you now realize that life is super, super fragile, you know? And in some moment, in any time, you can lose what you like, what you love, and you didn't realize that always was there. So take the time to join and share with the people that you love and talk to them and put the fear away, you know? Try to put the fear away. Everything is gonna be okay. Fear is what is the real problem.
That was Sima Funk's singer and songwriter, Eric Rodriguez. The Afro-Cuban band's new EP, Cun Cun Pra, is out now.
Mientras te beso y la voy a
This episode was produced by Sofia Sanchez and Ginny Montalvo and edited by Andrea Lopez Cruzado. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Julieta Martinelli, Alicia Escarce, Alejandra Salazar, and Reinaldo Leaños Jr., with help from Marta Martinez and Raul Perez. Our engineers are Stephanie Lebeau, Julia Caruso, and Leah Shaw, with help from Alicia Baitub. Our digital editor is Luis Luna. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is Julia Rocha. Our interns are Jimena del Cerro, Emil Sequiros, and Gabriela Baez. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Ahí los veo. Hasta la próxima. Chao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org. The Wincote Foundation, and the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide.
And carved out his place in Cuba's musical scene with his hot band, Sima Funk. I don't know why I put hot. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, a conversation with historian Kelly Lytle Hernandez about her fight to liberate an archive of police records from the LAPD and how she's going to use that same data to argue for reparations.
Don't tell me no, because that is going to drive me harder than ever.
That's next time on Latino USA.
Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino. From PRX.